hard to tell exactly what happened to Andrew Ramirez. He was on the far side of the play. He was in on the tackle of Talon Wilcox, but he is unable to walk off on his own power. Two different members of the Graham training staff and Coach McChristian are guiding him off the field, but that is a starting defensive lineman for Graham who looks seriously banged up. 31 tackles, 3 for loss, 1 sack on the year for the senior number 52. So he will swap out as the Patriots have 1st and 10 at their own 44 on the heels of a big 4th down stop, Paul.
Yeah, and you know, and it looks like he can't even put any weight on that. But it's, I know it's early in the game, but that looked to be a pretty big stop by the Patriots to that bend, don't break mentality to get the ball back.
We've seen that so many times from Coach Tolliver's side of the field. Back to play in the pistol. Wilcox again behind the left guard, Dylan Thomas, and he is blown up. Maybe got a yard on the play as the Patriots got just a little bit of a push to prevent a tackle for loss, but Rowan Pratt, a middle linebacker who wears number 99, gets his 52nd tackle on the season as he came down hard on Wilcox.
Yeah, and it's been 7 run plays to 2 pass plays so far for the Patriots, and you can see this defensive front for the Steers. They're playing all around the line of scrimmage right now, just one deep safety. So it's open right now if you want to try to take a shot.
The Patriots have the speed at the receiver position to do so. Play action, it might come here. Bashard looking downfield, has
there
a man open.
There
it's Walker at the 10. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. Colt Rogers called it. The Patriots take their shot, and they throw their first punch in this game with 5:05 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, and you could just see it. Single coverage across the board, cover 0, and the Patriots knew they had exactly what they wanted at the snap. Colton Bashard puts it right out there to one of your best receivers in Levi Walker, and he comes down with a catch, and no one was going to catch him after he corralled that ball, and the Patriots punch first in this opening quarter.
Coach, you called it. That was a very well-executed play. Beautiful job.
Cole, are you tapped into the Coach Newton's headset over there? Extra point by Gonzalez. Nearly blocked. 3 different guys got in, and Gonzalez got clobbered at the end of the play. No flag, but nonetheless, he makes the extra point to make it 7-0 Patriots on top with 5:05 to go. And what a second drive for the Patriots. What a response, as Colt mentioned, using the run game to open up the pass game. We've seen it many times this season, but a simple play action, that's all that Levi Walker needed downfield. He just sprinted right on by Jordan Alexander. He caught the ball at the 10. He almost stumbled, but he caught his balance, had enough time to do so. He walks in for the 55-yard touchdown at 7-0 Patriots.
And you can just feel it on this side of the stadium. After a 4th down turnover and then a long pass play given up, the air has just been sucked out of this side of the field for the moment.
Yeah, it has. And you got to give Colton credit as well. He dropped it right in the bucket.
Yeah,
I mean, that was beautiful.
That was one of Colton's best balls.
It was.
He has a nice deep ball, but that was one of his better ones. I mean, those 40, 50 yards downfield hit Walker in stride, and the Patriots lead it 7-0. Two-man kick look for the Patriots. They like to do this. Jackson Gonzalez and Randon Schlump. Schlump just in his 2nd game, caught up last week. It'll be Schlump to take it, and it is a line drive that goes to the 30, bobbled at the 20, now picked up by upman Isaiah Flores at the 25, and he's flung down. Terrific job by the Patriots coverage group as they bring him down. I believe that was Lane Miller, who will just stay on the field to play defense at the 29-yard line.
Yeah, I don't think we've talked enough about how good the special teams for the Patriots has been this year. And whenever you don't have to call them out in coverage as giving up a big return ever, you know they're doing their job well. So just shout out to the kick and the punt coverage groups this year.
We'll look no further than the Estacado game this year. Going into
that
game,
right,
Estacado had a special teams touchdown in every contest. The Patriots didn't even let them get a return in the entire game. It was a terrific job by Coach Sexton and special teams coordinator Hunter Dubree. It's one of those positions that can lose you a game. Patriots are using it to help them win games. 1st and 10 for Graham. A handoff goes to new running back, breaks a tackle. This is Garcia, who has a nice gain of exactly 10 to the 39-yard line and enough to move the chains. It was Luke Livingston who came in for the tackle.
Yeah, and Graham is not going to go away from that power run game. They have such a big offensive front that they're going to continue to try to run power and counter however they can.
In the shotgun, Garcia again, this time a patient run. That's because the Patriots had all the lanes clogged up, including Isaac Rodriguez, who engulfs Garcia for just a gain of two.
And gentlemen, you might not see a line this big all the way across the line watching football tomorrow. Goodness gracious, those kids are big. You might not see this big of a line on Sunday.
300 pounds across the board in the tackles, 330 each. And they're sophomores and juniors. They don't have a single senior on the offensive line. Second down and eight from the 41. A man in motion. They don't give it to him. They give it to Garcia once again. And Isaac Rodriguez does the same thing again. He wraps him up and throws him down, this time for a loss. It's the first tackle for loss of the game for the Patriots, who bring Graham back to the original line of scrimmage, which will make it a third down and 10.
Yeah, great job by Rodriguez right there. And, I mean, we've said it time and time again this year, but this defensive line just continues to win you games by their performance up front. Rodriguez doing a great job right there, staying disciplined on the zone read and holding his ground.
They need the 49. Trips to the right. Five wide for Gill. Three-man rush. Here comes the pressure. Gets through. Gill has to run to the right. He's going to run with it. No, he stops. Puts on the brakes. Throws. And it's batted down by Becton Hogg. I think his feet got the best of him. If not, Hogg had a pick. And it was like slow motion. He was slowly falling to the ground like quicksand had engulfed him. But nonetheless, he gets the pass breakup. And the Patriot defense gets another stop.
Yeah, Gill, I don't know what he saw right there. He throws it directly to Hogg. There's no one within 10 yards of Hogg, and he had a convoy of blockers in front of him. The only man he would have had to beat would have been the quarterback, Gill.
Becton's fun to watch, isn't he? Great kid.
He has had a kind of a comedy pass breakups this season before he finally got his pick six against
Loveland.
Yeah,
he did. Yeah, he did. He earned it.
Play clock is getting low here for Graham. 2-1, and they just barely get the snap off.
No, they don't.
No, whistle's blown. This is a good call by the refereeing crew. They did not get it off. Delay a game, and that helps the Patriots, because that was a good punt by Jay Skills away from Fioroni. It took a nice bounce, but instead that will be negated, and he'll have to do it from 5 yards further back.
Yeah, he would have pinned the Patriots inside their own 20 right there.
They would have. That was a boomer.
And now allows Pierce to kind of see what that ball looks like coming off his foot.
Yeah, he adjusts accordingly. He goes over to his left side of the field now.
So they back him up to the 34. First penalty of the game on either side. Comes with 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Gill again on the punt. Gets it off. Not as good as the last one. Still a nice punt at the 34. Fair caught by Fioroni. And the Patriots once again, for the third time to start this game, will start between the 30 and 40-yard line. Guys, last time it was the run game consistently that opened up a deep ball for the Patriots. And even when they're succeeding in the pass game, it all goes back to how successful the run game has been.
Yeah, anytime you can make these safeties a walk down into the box to try to support in the run game, you're giving your speed on the outside a chance to win. So if the Patriots continue to establish their ground game, they're going to have multiple shots in this game to take shots down the field.
Now Graham will go back to having two safeties high after the zero look on the touchdown. Caden Joseph in for the first time. He's in the pistol formation. Gets it straight up the gut and is tripped up after a gain of three.
Yeah, and you can tell that now in the back of their mind, Graham is a little bit concerned about this deep ball game and the speed the Patriots have on the outside, because right there you get a single coverage on this backside with Levi Walker and the cornerback Santiago Zamora. Zamora is about 12 yards off the line, off the ball there to Walker.
And that's just some tough real estate up the middle tonight.
Yeah, some big guys up the middle on both sides. Patriots have had their success running off the tackles today. Back in the pistol is Joseph on a 2nd and 7. Here comes a safety blitz, perhaps play action. Bouchard looking downfield again. Nothing there. He scrambles to his right. Still running. Throws, pump fakes, and throws out of bounds. Wisely, as in pursuit, and right in his face at the time of the throw was Caleb Gibson, a sophomore defensive end.
Yeah, and Bashar just wisely throwing that ball away right there. He almost stepped out of bounds before he got rid of that ball, but just nobody open down the field right there. Just did the smart thing and got rid of it out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a heads-up play by Colton.
Bashar has had some good plays like that this season where last year we saw him take a sack in those situations, but this saves him 6 or 7 yards.
Yeah, he has grown so much this year.
and it gives them a chance on 3rd and 7. They need to get to the 44. Trips to the left-hand side. Bashard, a high snap. He handles it with one hand. Throws on the run. It is thrown right at the sticks, and it is caught for a first down. It was Pierce Fioroni in a tight window that Bashard found, and it's enough to move the chains for a first.
Yeah, great awareness there by Pierce as he found the line to gain, got about a yard past it and settled down and worked back to that ball. And a good read by Bashard. He put it right on the numbers for Fioroni right there, and Patriots will continue to methodically drive their way down the field.
Walker has been by far Bashard's deep threat, but with Coleman Hendricks being out for now 5 weeks until today, he's back today. Fioroni stepped up as the third down go-to guy. He sits the sticks there and gets 8 on a 3rd and 7. Ball now at the Patriot 46-yard line. They lead it 7-0, 1:45 to go in the first quarter, but it took too long to get the snap off. A flag is thrown, and a delay game against the Patriots. The play call took a minute to come in for Colton Bashard, and he was just a second late to get the snap off, as the back judge is on it today, as he has been accurate on both of his delay game calls to the exact millisecond, really. One that the Patriots can ill afford to be 1st and 15.
Graham with a defensive line change there, and they'll rotate 12 guys in, and it looks like a hockey line change as they just continue to roll guys in and out.
Yeah, they actually have a dozen different guys that play defensive line in any game. Joseph moves from the left to the right side of Bashard. It's a handoff to him, trying to get some of the penalty yardage back, but he is not able to go much. Denton Louster, first time he's in on the action today. The team leader in tackle for losses stops Joseph after a gain of about 2.
Yeah, and so far today, all of the Patriots' big explosive runs have been off tackle, just having a hard time really finding any room to run up the middle against this Graham defensive front.
Yeah, the middle is just a wall so far.
Trips to the left, 52 seconds and counting. Patriots can get it for sure one more play, and maybe two, depending on what happens here. Bashard back to pass, scrambling. Now the gap closes, and he is going to be stood up. Whistles are blowing, then he gets thrown to the ground late as three black jerseys came together to sack Bashard. Thomas and Burkett will get credit for the four-yard drop, and the Patriots with the penalty and the sack are well behind the sticks on third down, but they do not have to snap the football again in this quarter.
Yeah, and they'll probably let this go all the way to second quarter. And I imagine in a situation like this, third down and long, you're either going to see some kind of a draw or maybe a screen here.
Yeah, it gives time for Bashard to shake off that hit he just took, and the Patriots will try to draw something up for 3rd and 17. We'll have it for you when we come back. It's Liberty on top, 7-0 in the area around against Graham on Young Country 93.1.